Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2 on this beautiful Saturday, dropping some new joints today, y'all. Got an artist coming up. Got Dave Carday going to drop his jam right now. You want to hear something? Y'all want to be on the show? Hit me up at 347-215-6288. Going to drop some joints, and I got some dirt and gossip. Y'all don't go nowhere. Y'all like this jam. I got to have it. I just had it.
Part of my whole life is like, you know, I grew up
kid in church, went to like Michigan Arts High School. So like it's just always been a consistent thing for me. And I started out singing, you know, like I said, in church, but I would come home and then sing at home, and then my dad would be playing all these dope records, and my grandfather, who was like a self-taught guitarist, would have me in the living room, you know, singing, you know, old gospel songs, okay, and things like that. So yeah, that's pretty much like how the fire got lit.
Okay. So let me ask you, when you do your writing, what kind of, like, when I say the mood, but like, where do you get your, I guess, your inspiration to write? Like, you know, do you talk about, like, daily things that go on or things that you've been through? You know, what kind of writer are you?
That's a great question, Cindy. I would say that for me, I write from a place of mood.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, most of my mood is generally fun, and, you know, and I love to make records about, like, having fun, having a good time, enjoying life, enjoying things, you know, love, et cetera, things that most people, you know, like to experience. But the mood strikes, you know, sometimes get a little deep, you know, talk about experiences. So it really depends on mood. I wouldn't limit myself to say that, you know, I write one type of way or any other type of way. It's really about, you know, we live multifaceted lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have all these different things that happen to us.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I think my writing probably reflects that, you know. But I generally like to be inspirational and have some fun.
Right. Okay. So let me ask you, any upcoming collaborations with anybody?
Possibly. I won't say anything because there's not any sort of things on the table that's locked in.
Okay.
But what I would say is everybody stay tuned because there's definitely going to be some dope collaborations happening.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. If you had the opportunity to work with any artist, I mean, it could be a legendary, it could be somebody that's upcoming, who would you want to work with?
I would love to work with the one and only Stevie Wonder. Absolutely. For sure. He's like my all-time favorite singer, songwriter, musician, producer, perform. He just does it all. He's fantastic. But also, I would love to work with everybody. There's so many amazing, talented artists out here.
Absolutely.
So many. I wouldn't even, you know, Stevie just comes to mind because, like I said, he's a hero.
Right.
But everyone's on the table. Somebody, I was talking to someone earlier, they were like, oh, it'd be great if you worked with Jasmine Sullivan. And I was like, oh, she's dope. They were like, oh, it'd be great if you worked with Brandy.
Oh, I know.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, Brandy would be amazing. Okay, well, lastly, let me ask you this. For any upcoming artist that's trying to get their music out there, or if they just, you know, want to get into the industry, what words of wisdom would you share?
Repeat that last part.
What words of wisdom would you share? Because, you know, you have so many younger generation, they want to get into the industry, or, you know, they just don't have that encouragement. What words of wisdom would you share for anybody that's trying to get into the industry?
What I would say is believe in yourself,
mm-hmm.
believe in your ability,
mm-hmm.
believe in your destiny, if that's what you feel it is, and stay the course, because honestly, like, you know, nothing happens overnight.
Right.
You might see Cardi B right now, you know, she's popping.
Right.
Beyond, but you might see, mm-hmm. you know, these people, they've been doing it a long time, and you just didn't see the other side of the grind. You didn't see it because, you know, that part most people are not privy to see.
Right.
That people don't want to. It's just that you're not there for that.
Yeah.
You know when the stuff starts coming out. So I would say to any young, aspiring, new, or even old artist, if you like 70 and you're like, yo, I want a career in music, don't do it.
Yeah.
If that's your passion, if you're passionate about this, whatever you're going to do in life, you should be passionate about, and that's what should drive you. And as long as you're committed to it, it'll work for you. That's how I feel.
You know, what amazes me, I know a lot of few young upcoming artists right here in the H-Town. They make one song.
song 1 week, they'll play it, and then they're in the studio writing another. I mean, I don't knock that, but what I always try to tell them when they want to go on the show, they want to listen to other artists, I tell them, you know, push the first song first, or put, you know what I mean? And I mean, I don't know if that's bad advice or not, but I just feel like, you know, they make 3 or 4 songs in a week, and they're trying to play them all and push them all, but I mean, I don't know, would that be what would you say about that? Well, should they push one song or whatever song pops out first? I mean, you know, I never know what to say.
No, Cindy, I think you're on to something. Obviously, you never know. People like to get testers and feelers, and even myself, my EP is going to drop, but I'm not trying to push the EP. I'm trying to let people really live with their single, like, live with, you know, like, and you enjoy this, you know what I'm saying? I think they look at the format of like, people who are on major labels, you know, and, you know, if you're an indie, you know, you need to put your resources into something you believe in, right? So if you got a record that you believe in, put Young and May, I'm from Brooklyn, you know, Young and May, she had a record that she really believed in. She went hard with that one record, and it did wonders for her. You know, she was able to travel and tour and do all this stuff without a deal
right.
because of that
Absolutely.
One record. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying you're on to something when you say, focus.
Yeah,
I think
focus,
it's a little bit of a lack of focus. You know what I mean? But we focus over here. We're trying to be focused. We're trying to, you know, project, you know, all the things that that will bring opportunities. And you know, you can't rush stuff. Everything is a process.
Okay.
Everything, trust the process.
Well, whenever you start your touring, you make sure you come to the Houston, Texas, to the H Town. Make sure you put us on the map now. Come and check us out.
Hopefully, Cindy, I'll be sooner than later.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about. Well, I want to tell you, thank you for taking time out your schedule to call the show. Thank you so much. And I would definitely appreciate you being on the show.
Thanks for having me, and thank you for this platform, because we need it, and I appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Okay. Yep.
The hard one. gotta grind. You gotta grind.
Yeah. We got Cindy on the track. Old school track, new school vibe. You did it with this one, Cindy. Let's go.
Listen up, I got something to say. I made it to the top from around the way. It's the story of success without selling drugs. My body or my soul, no claims to thugs. I did it the right way, hard work and dedication. With God by my side, I found the motivation. Now I'm living out my dreams. Yo, this is the life. With the knowledge that I'm kicking, there's no more strife. No more struggling, this is just for the bird. It's all about the life, just listen to my words. I'm spitting real game, I want you to take heed. I want you to come up, I'm just planting the seed.
You gotta grind, that's the only way to get it. Nothing in this world is given, stay dedicated, stick with it, gotta grind. I'm just giving you the real, cause if you want it, then it ain't no time to chill. Listen, you gotta grind, that's the only way to get it. Nothing in this world is given, stay dedicated, stick with it, gotta grind. If you want it, then it ain't no time to chill. Listen, you gotta grind.
Verse 2, you can call it a guide. The writer's on the wall on how to survive. Let them haters hate, let them see you win. First time it don't pop off, then try it again. You got to seize the opportunity, stay ready at all times. This ain't a bunch of hype, I live these lines. I wrote books on business, now I'm rocking the mic. Speeding game to generations, hope my word takes flight. Nothing's been given, had to earn it all. Now I'm passing down the lesson so my people can bow. I'm spitting real game, I want you to take heed. I want you to come up, I'm just planting the seed.
You gotta grind, that's the only way to get it. Nothing in this world is given, stay dedicated, stick with it, gotta grind. I'm just giving you the real, cause if you want it, then it ain't no time to chill. Listen, you gotta grind, that's the only way to get it. Nothing in this world is given, stay dedicated, stick with it, gotta grind. Cause if you want it, then it ain't no time to chill. Listen, you gotta try.
Stay focused in on your mission, keep them haters out your business. With hard work and dedication, you can get it. Dream big, put the work in with it, gotta be willing. Achieving on your own too is a hell of a feeling. And me, I'm not the one to tell you, hit the block and sell dope. Can't be closed-minded, it's more ways to go and gain dough. It don't make you lame, little homie, to have your own goals. Don't follow the pack, be a leader and cut your own road. Now, I ain't telling you something that I done heard. I done caught too many cases getting locked up for the birds. You focus on your dream and grind, you get what you deserve. You gotta cry before you walk, then you can swerve. Big shout out to Cindy, told me come and drop some knowledge. And big shout out to God, because without him I wouldn't prosper. Just trying to motivate the up and come and stop wilding. Dream big, go and grind, cause in the end you have the power.
You gotta grind, that's the only way to get it. Nothing in this world is given, stay dedicated, stick with it, gotta grind. I'm just giving you the real, cause if you want it, then it ain't no time to chill.
Send another shout out to my boy Mo Rock. I see you, baby. Got undisputed TAB on the joint. Making some big moves. Doing some big things. Y'all boys better keep up with me.
Got it.
Well, you're not turning into the very best of yours truly, Jazzy Sizzle, and I'm hanging out with my girl at Open Talk 2. Cindy, what's happening, baby? Sizzle.
All right. All right. Glass from the